but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Auto Group. With four dealerships, you get more selection and more ways to save. Dick's Hillsboro Honda, Dick's Hillsboro Hyundai, Dick's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Wilsonville, and Dick's Canby Ford. And we'll meet or beat any advertised price on new vehicles. Family owned for over 40 years, we make car buying easy.
DicksAutoGroup.com. You just gotta know where to go.
Black Friday's known for chaos, but at Lazy Boy, you can save big and relax while doing it. This Black Friday, come lounge in a legendary Lazy Boy recliner and save 20% off everything with 0% interest for 48 months. Lazy Boy. Long live the lazy.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1783. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1783. That's 800-575-1783. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Over 300,000 veterans have received the care and benefits they've earned because Paralyzed Veterans of America was there. If you need help with a claim or just navigating the system, contact us at pva.org.
Hey, it's John Canzano for First Call Heating and Cooling. It's getting cold out there. If you'd like to keep your home warm and comfortable, use the experts at First Call Heating and Cooling. We do. It's a no-brainer. The expert technicians at First Call Heating and Cooling are the best around, whether it comes to installing a new heating system or servicing your existing system so it's running when you need it most. Use First Call Heating and Cooling. Stay warm and comfortable. That's online at firstcallheat.com. CCB numbers 238-967.
Hey, it's Canzano here for Shoe Mill. In case you haven't noticed, it's boot weather. Wouldn't it be great to have that one all-day boot that can do it all? Rugged and durable for outdoor adventures, but versatile enough to wear out to a casual dinner? Blundstone boots are the perfect choice for wherever you want to go. And they're backed by Shoe Mill's Year and a Day Love Your Shoes Guarantee. Try on a pair of Blundstones today at Shoe Mill or shop online at ShoeMill.com. They put the world at your feet.
Hey, Portland, we are really good at taking care of your roof. Roof Life of Oregon.
From the Pacific Office Automation Studios, this is KXTG Portland, your home of Dan Patrick. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., 7:50 The Game. BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Portland State football coach Bruce Barnum has joined us every week this season to talk about his upcoming game, to talk about his team. It has been a disappointing football season. There are certainly questions about Barnum's job security. He's got 1 year remaining on his contract after this season. His athletic director has declined numerous invitations to come on this show, not interested in promoting Portland State athletics, not interested in talking about the football program or the basketball program or fundraising. The president, university president Ann Cudd, came on last week. I'll get to that and how that went in a moment. But joining us, first of all, Bruce Barnum. He comes back every week on the show. I got to give you credit for that. Had a big home game on Saturday at Providence Park, even had a 7-0 lead against Montana. I got to ask you, Coach, thanks for joining us, but I got to ask you what that was like to have a home game
at Providence Park, inside your own stadium. You're looking around, good crowd. How did that feel for you guys?
Well, you know, John, I stood there and my players, you know, were excited. They'd never seen the place. It's why I signed on. It's to me, that's Portland State football. That's Portland PIL. That's athletics in this city, you know. It was cool. And I'm glad we experienced it. Great times. I wish I had that for recruiting and my team and the fans, etc.
I look at what Sacramento State is doing and the investment they're making in football, the investment they're making in the stadium. There's a little bit of fake it till you make it going on there. We all know that. But you guys, Portland State and Sacramento State, have the advantage of having a real city around you. And some of these other schools, you know, Weber State, Northern Arizona, Eastern Washington, they don't have the metropolitan city around there. And I think it's, you know, it's been a real loss. But you had good energy in that building. You had some fans show up. You start the game 7-0. Was that an onside kick, squib kick? What was the call there in the opening kickoff?
Squib. Coach Houghton, you know, we worked on it. Matias, our kicker, he lays that ball perfectly all week, all season. We've been, you know, looking at it. Then he nailed it right there. We ended up landing on it, and what a great start, you know what I mean?
Go up 7-0. You're up 7-0 against Montana, number two team in all of FCS. What'd that feel like at the time?
That was fun. You know, you talked about the stadium. To me, it brought back, because I've been in that stadium as a player, as an opposing coach, as Portland State's coach, and that roar that starts at ground level, you know, and spits out to the stars, you can't beat it, you know. It was cool beans.
I am hopeful that there will be games there beyond this season. I know the president, when she came on the show, she talked a little bit about that. You know, give us an idea of, from a recruiting standpoint, how important would it be to have that building to recruit to?
Well, it'd be huge, John. That used to be our mainstay. I don't even show them our stadium now. We bring recruits in now. We don't even go to the stadium, you know. But that was when we played at Providence, Civic, et cetera. That was the first stop. We went there sometimes more than once. Brought them to the locker room, brought them on the turf, let them see it, let them feel it. I mean, it's powerful. I think it rivals any FCS Big Sky stadium.
I am looking into the future. Have you had a vote of confidence from your athletic director, university president, anybody talking to you about, you know, your contract status? You've got 1 year left. You're going into this game, this end of this season. I'm sure your focus is there, but where's your mind as it pertains to your job security in the future at Portland State?
Well, you probably heard this from coaches before. That's something I can't control. Before the season started, I had a vote of confidence from my AD. He said he's leaving me alone now. But, you know, somebody told me that, I'm aware you interviewed the president. I understand she, you know, didn't pop out with a vote of confidence for me, but that is what it is. I can't control, you know, President Cudd's narrative or for what she thinks needs to be done here. But, you know, I've given my heart and soul to this place. Already have a plan, you know, to try to skip around APR and do it like the others are doing it, hitting the ground at the end of this season, but out of my control, you know. I can't worry about that kind of stuff right now. Our focus right now is to beat Northern Colorado, and we'll deal with that postseason when they come to talk, I guess.
The schedule for next season looks a little more friendly. What do you see on the schedule in 2026?
Well, I've glanced. Obviously, we have some money games. I think one of them is Oregon, if I am not mistaken, which will pay some bills, but it is more favorable, you know. You want to win games, and having the number one or the toughest a couple years running now schedule at FCS, That's a bear. That's a hill to climb. So change scheduling, you know, drop a money game and see what we can do around here. Put some money into scholarships. The formula is not that difficult in my mind. Scheduling, scholarships, and let's go. But, you know, if the answer is to kick Barnum to the gutter, then they're smarter than me. You know, they've been in the game longer than myself, but that's how I think you can get it done here. I'm stubborn and ready to go.
The athletic director, Matt Billings, you're saying at the beginning of the year, he gave you a vote of confidence. He did. What did he say?
He did. He came in and said, you're my guy. You know, I understand the hills and the disadvantage you're at. And you're my guy. So, you know, get after the season and let's go. I'll have something on you. On your table before you go into your contract year. So that's all I'm going on.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. Northern Colorado's regular season finale coming up on Saturday. Health-wise and morale-wise, how are you guys?
You know, we're battling. Morale-wise, when you got one win on your schedule, you know, it is what it is. What I'm proud as hell of, John, is we have a bunch of freshmen right now because of what's happened to us with injuries and watching my guys at other places, including last week, you know, playing for other teams. I'm playing some young people right now and some walk-ons. And you know what? They're loving the game of football. They're hitting the field and they're getting after it going into week 12. So, proud of them. We're going to go to Northern Colorado and try to get a dub.
Yeah, I had a caller call in last week, and he said, bless Bruce Barnum. He comes on this radio show. They haven't had success on the field. He, you know, is fighting the good fight. I think everybody knows that, you know, you're playing a bunch of payday games to subsidize the athletic department. And, you know, we know that your budget is half of what, you know, the FCS schools you're competing against is. And why do you keep coming on the show? Why do you keep talking to people and you know, selling and pitching the story of Portland State football when you're not getting the result on the field? Why, you know, because there have been coaches over the years, I'm going to tell you, Mark Helfrich and others, when they lost a game, they didn't show up the next week. What keeps you coming back?
Well, why run from it, John? It is what it is. I love life. I love the game of football. I enjoy, you told me a few moons ago, some people actually enjoy listening to our banter. I mean, that still, to me, is just, you know, like Christmas morn, really. That shocks me a little bit. But why run from it? I love my team. You know, we're supporting this place so all the other sports can thrive, ready to go. I don't have anything to hide from. I know what the hell I'm doing. If you don't think, if somebody doesn't, well, agree to disagree.
Will your guys come out and play for you, knowing that, you know, there is some question about your future?
Oh, I don't know. They did today on the practice field. On game day, sure. I mean, it's about the game. It's not about Bruce Barnum, you know. I'm trying to guide this island of misfit toys and get them towards a dub. I'll give them a plan and go do it. But they have so far, you know. There's always some splinters if I'm not getting my time. You got, you know, 100 people, 90 guys on your roster. If I'm not playing, you know, there's not everybody's happy because wins take that away. Wins take away the some of the complaining, but, you know. Right now they're playing, so God bless them.
Bruce Barnum, good luck to you this week, and love to talk with you. We'll maybe check in with you next week after the dust settles and sort of look back at the season, maybe look ahead of what's ahead, but I appreciate you always coming on and coming back.
Of course. Thanks for having me, John. Thanks for talking about the Vikes. I'm ready to go.
Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. There he goes. I had Ann Cudd, the Portland State president, on, as Barnum mentioned, had her on last week. And we had that very awkward end to the interview where her spokesperson said, oh, no, we've got a tight time schedule. And I'm like, no, I have a tight time schedule. I got to go. But when I asked Ann Cudd about Bruce Barnum's job security, again, doing my job, my J-O-B, it's my job to ask the question. Here's what she said. What can be done there in a football perspective? If you punt the decision on Barnum to one more year, does that buy you some time, or do you have to do something now to kind of change the tone in the room?
Yeah. I'm not going to comment any further on okay. the coaching, the future of the coaching personnel.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you know I have to ask, right?
Yeah.
It's my job.
I got it.
Yeah, John, unfortunately, we're pretty tight on time.
Yeah, me too. I got to run. I got to run. Appreciate okay. you guys. Thank you. I'm tight on time.
Hey, I appreciate all your support, John.
Yeah, I got to run too. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye-bye. Nothing more obnoxious than somebody who says, oh, I'm so busy. I got to go. I got a tight schedule. We all have tight schedules. But the bigger takeaway is, doesn't it sound like it's already decided? Doesn't it sound like Portland State is moving on from Bruce Barnum already and that it's just a formality Saturday's game? The way that the athletic director is hiding out, not doing interviews, frankly, not even communicating with his football coach. The way that the president is left to stand out front and do the speaking. Sounds like Portland State's got its mind made up, but here's the bigger takeaway. Like, I've got reasonable doubt that Portland State knows what it's doing. It's just kind of been this way for several head coaches. You go back to Nigel Burton. You go back to, through the Bruce Barnum era. Go all the way back into the Tim Walsh era. I mean, there's a reason why Portland State has failed again and again and again. And it has to do with the DNA at Portland State and the vision, the lack of vision at Portland State. And the failure of leadership at Portland State to get with it with resources and scholarships and investment. And I think you could put Sean McVay, you could put, Kyle Shanahan in that seat, and I don't think you get much of a different result. I think you could take the best coaches in the Big Sky Conference and you say, okay, we're going to switch you jobs. They're not going to have success unless something changes at Portland State. It's got to be a change that is a change of DNA, an institutional commitment. And the nonsense has got to stop. The pretending that you want to be successful. You can say, I want to be successful. You can say, I want to be the next Gonzaga. I can say that I want to run the Ironman triathlon. You can say all those things, but you got to put in the work. You got to make the commitment. You have to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Portland State. You don't see the teams in the Big Sky Conference that are truly contending, talking the talk, but not walking the walk. You look at the bottom line. You look at the budgets. You look at the investment in scholarships. You look at the schedules that they're playing. It's not accidental. There is a formula to making the FCS playoffs, and Portland State is not following that formula. It's living paycheck to paycheck, that's no way to live as a football program. I'm disappointed with leadership at Portland State. I'm on record with that. I'm interested to see how Saturday's game goes. Will Barnum's kids play for him? What will the administration do? But certainly sounds like, Ann Cudd had an opportunity, the president of Portland State, an opportunity to give Bruce Barnum a vote of confidence. She did not do that. Matt Billings, his AD, has had numerous invitations. He has not taken them up. I can only say that leads me to believe one thing, that this may be Bruce Barnum's final game coaching at Portland State. I'd love to get your phone calls on what you think is going on at Portland State. How vested are you in what's happening? Do you think Bruce Barnum should get another year? Do you think it's time for someone else to try? 503-417-7575. Does it matter who coaches? Should Portland State just stop playing football if they aren't invested? Or do they become sort of like Gonzaga? Do they just go all in on basketball? Can't afford to do it. They can't, because that's why they play the payday games, to subsidize basketball and other things. But I want your phone calls. And by the way, don't be that person who says, I'm so busy, I got to go. It's so obnoxious. 503-417-7575 is the phone number. Love for you to weigh in. But maybe it's just a reminder for all of us. You know, like I said, you want to run a marathon? Do the training and run the marathon. Embark on the nutrition. Don't just go out and try to run a marathon without training. You'd never do that. You want to be in the Ironman? Go and, you know, do a mini triathlon. Train for a triathlon. Do the swimming. Do the biking. It's one thing to talk about wanting to be successful or wanting to take on a task, and it's quite another thing to actually do said task. I find it laughable that Portland State will talk about wanting to matter in sports while not investing in the ways that will actually make it matter. And I know they're going to say it's easy for a radio show host and a sports columnist to sit back and talk about it. No, the hard part is going out and making the connections with donors in the community and getting people excited about Portland State when you don't have the result on the field. But you can't get the result on the field if you don't have the investment. Chicken egg. Which came first? I'll tell you what came first. The handshakes with potential donors in the community came first. The networking, the external fundraising, getting out and, you know, having your athletic director be very forward-facing. Have your AD get on this radio show and the only platform in the state from a radio perspective that includes the entire footprint of the state and Southern Washington, and have him take advantage of that in the same way the athletic directors at Oregon State and Oregon both have done over the years. Rob Mullins at Oregon, no dummy. Scott Barnes at Oregon State, not dumb. When they have a message that they want to get out, guess whose phone rings? It's this radio show. We've been chasing the AD at Portland State. Give me a break. I want your phone calls, 503-417-7575.